from Delray Beach, Florida, welcome to Life Change Weekend with Dr. Dino Padrone. Hear the stories of individuals who, through their conversion experiences, books written, ministry served, special truths from Scripture, or trips taken, tell their story. These stories and teachings are life-changing. So thank you for joining us, and get set for some life change. Here is your host, Dr. Dino Padrone.
Thank you so much, Aaron, and welcome into our weekend edition. Glad you're listening in. And on weekends, we have various people that come on and tell their testimonies. Some explain to us about books they have written. Others talk about our ministry. And today, we're delighted to have on with us Rick Ramsey. Rick is the international director of our ministry, plus he has his own ministry, and he's pastoring a church and doing just a number of things. And Rick, you and Susie have been ill just recently. Tell us about your health and how you're coming along.
Well, thank you, Dino. It's good to be back on with you. It seems like it's been a while since I've been on for an update. In January 25th, Susie had a stroke. It was a large stroke, and thankfully it was not debilitating except in her eyesight. And so she is recovering and improving. And then in April, I had gallbladder surgery, hernia surgery in an emergency format. And so I am in recovery mode, and they tell me I can lift more than 15 pounds in one more week. So I am improving and doing well, and it's been quite the first 6 months. I started pastoring in January, so I tell the church, you know, you got to be patient with me. We've had a lot of balls in the air juggling them. But thankful we're doing much better.
Yeah, now tell us about that church that you're pastoring, Rick. I think that's a great opportunity for them and for you.
Yes, you know, I've been traveling for our ministry and trying to raise support for our pastors, which I still do and will do. And one of the places I traveled was 5 minutes from my home. And I spoke for them on several occasions last year. And in December, they asked me if I would pray about being their pastor. And the church had become debilitated, small numbers. And I was fearful that they were going to close. We were doing a little chapel at home along with other ministries. And so we made that decision, and God has blessed it. We average 25 to 35. On a Sunday morning now, I have had new people added and new people visiting and one person saved in the last couple of months. And the thrill of discipling a new believer has been a joy. And so it's been a great blessing.
You know, Rick, as you were sharing that, I so often think about this idea of retirement. You know, in the Old Testament, the Levites retired at 50 because of the physical manual they did, but yet they continued on. And I think of many men of God and who are serving the Lord for years, and then they retire. And I'm not saying that's wrong for them to do. I would never say that. But I think sometimes we have a calling in our life, and the calling does not cease. It continues. Now, if we lose our health, that's one thing, but we continue on with our calling that God has given to us. And I know in my life that there's probably as many things now I've ever done as I've ever done in my life, and I've always had a very, very busy ministry. And that's true with you as well, Rick. How do you feel about what you're doing now in your life? It's you're kind of beyond that year of retirement. You're able to get some Social Security, I'm sure, now, but you're in a situation where you're really, really quite active.
Yes, you know, when I left my former church, who is a supporter Calvary Brethren Church in Buena Vista, Virginia, is a supporter of our ministry. Everybody was saying happy retirement and so on, and I never used the word because I feel the same way as you do. As long as the Lord gives me breath and the energy and the health, I want to serve Him. And I have found, and you and I have connections with many people who are older than we, who are still actively preaching and serving in maybe a lesser capacity in the world's view, and yet still serving the Lord. I told the people at our church that if it was a large church with a lot of ministries and a lot of responsibilities, I probably wouldn't have considered it. But the situation where you are, an opportunity to serve the Lord, and they also agreed to let me travel as God opens the door and so I can promote our ministry as well.
Yeah, that's wonderful, Rick. And I think it's a perfect setup for you there. Now, let's get down to the issue about Myanmar. I received a special email from our contact in Myanmar, the Reverend Dr. Mun Tang, back in March. He said, I would like to let you know that on March 28, 2025, Friday, the earthquake 7.7 in Myanmar, please pray for our two pastors who suffer from the earthquakes. They don't have a house to sleep, and they sleep on the street. Please remember in your prayer. Thank you. So that's what took place. And of course, fill our listeners in here, Rick, a little bit about what's taken place there in that country. It's a very challenging country. And then tell us a little bit about this earthquake.
Yes, you know, Myanmar is one of the poorest countries in the world. I mean, it may be second to Kenya and Haiti and a few African countries. But it has struggled, and it is amazing that in the places of struggle, God saves souls, and Adoniram Judson and many others have been used of God. And there's about 7 to 8% Christian there, and the rest of it is pretty much Buddhist or cult. The Christians have learned how to live in times of difficulty and struggle and still serve the Lord. They don't know any other way, so they're very dependent upon us. And then, of course, that earthquake was just like the proverbial icing on top of the cake. They sit right on a fault line, and earthquakes are not new to them. And not only was there the 7.7 quake, but about 15 minutes later, there was a 5.4. And just, I believe, day before yesterday, they had another 5-point-something earthquake, and these are happening, it seems, regular over there. And, of course, the death toll estimated at 3,835, 5,000-plus injured, 60,000 homes destroyed. It's very, very difficult place. And, of course, they didn't have a lot to begin with. And now, as you said, these two pastors are struggling. And we've been able, and thank God for the people who've given, and we've been able to help. We sent an emergency funds just recently and plan to send some more soon. So praise the Lord for our donors. But, yeah, it's a sad, difficult situation.
In the recent newsletter we sent out, the April edition, you put in there some pictures. A picture is worth 1,000 words. And you put in there the devastation Myanmar has experienced, and it is beyond words. And that visual is in there. If you want to be a part of our newsletter, our Dino Pedro Ministries newsletter, we have two newsletters, but this is one that's for the entire ministry. Simply send your email to my email at Dino Pedron, DinoPedrone, DinoPedrone at gmail.com, and we'll get you on that that list. Tell us and give us a word picture here in your mind as you saw these pictures, what that did to you as you looked at it, Rick.
Well, the first thing I thought about is, are our people okay? And, of course, Kalamaya, where you and I both have been, and Yangon, where is a major city there. But this earthquake was in Mandalay, which is 200 miles from Kalamaya, 350 miles from Yangon, basically in the middle of the state, but the most modern of the cities. And so we had a couple of men serving there, and my first thoughts were, God be with them. And yet, in a sense, with every trouble, there's an opportunity to share the gospel. They know that they are just another quake away from leaving this world. And are they prepared? And so as witnesses, God has used that. And Pastor Munn's church, for example, when we were communicating not too long ago, he said there is a spirit of revival in his church with all of the trouble. So it breaks our hearts, and yet we rejoice in the Lord.
That's kind of an interesting situation there too, Rick, with his daughter, who's over here in the States studying, and he just received an earned doctor's degree, but he couldn't come over to America to receive it. Give us a little background on Pastor Munn and those two circumstances.
Yes, you know, he is so diligent and so faithful. He's one of those men also that juggles a lot of things. He's a pastor, and then he has a school. They call it a seminary. I would compare it more to a college, but and then they have an orphanage. So they're a very needy group, all of those ministries, and yet he is just so dedicated to the Lord, and so diligently he prepared and studied for that doctor's degree, and they made a way for the daughter to come to college in America, and she is, I think, in her third year. I think her name is Esther. I communicate with her almost monthly in one way or another, and she's so appreciative of the prayers and support. But she hasn't seen her family now in a couple of years. She was not able to go home this summer because they just getting in and out of Myanmar as an American or even a native is very difficult, Rick, and it's sad. And yet, what wonderful people. And you know, you find godly people serving the Lord around the world, and they need our prayers and they need our support.
Yeah, quite a story over there, and we thank God for the contact. I went there a few years ago and spoke at the National Baptist Convention, and that's how we became acquainted. Pastor Munn actually came to our conference in New York where I was speaking, and then we met over there. And I spoke at his national conference, the Baptist National Conference, went to see a number of these pastors. And Rick, you went over as our international director. You just spoke in the same conference, and you were there with these pastors to support. So fill our people in now. How many pastors do we support, and what are some of the other items we send them from time to time?
Well, the pastors, it fluctuates a little, but it's an average of 10. And when I say fluctuate, there are a couple of pastors who are, their church is stable enough to support them. They're young men, so they work a little bit, and the church supports them. One in particular, Gideon Baptist Church, I believe is the name of it, a fine young man that I still communicate through Facebook. He still taps into some of my online ministries, and we still communicate, and his church is growing. And so that happens where they are self-sustaining and they move on. Pastor Munn, now Dr. Munn, he evaluates the needs. And so the last funds that we sent, we helped the pastor still. But I said those who were affected by the earthquake, at least give them a double portion. And so these men are serving, many of them in little villages in a time of strife and difficulty, and I can say something about that if you like, but they're just good, godly men, trained at their seminary or their school, and then sent out. What a great blessing it is.
Yeah, it really is, Rick, and we thank the Lord for them. You're listening into a Life Change Weekend. This is Dino Padron talking to you. Our International Director, Rick Ramsey, is on the program with us today. And we are almost into the month of June here. And June was a special day because a couple of years ago, we launched Padron Ministry College. It's part of our foundation. I had some wonderful privilege in my ministry through the years to be in involved in academic ministries, the Cumberland Valley Christian School of Chambersburg, Day Christian School, the Master's Academy of New Testament Baptist Church in South Florida, the Florida Association of Christian Colleges and Schools, American Association of Christian Schools, which is a national organization, plus helping to found the International Association. And you know, Rick, I was a pastor, I was a preacher. I never expected to be into all these academic places that I went to, but I'm thankful for that. And I'm saying that to tell you that we are having the enrollment is open for the fall semester of Padron Ministry College. And this is a wonderful project God has given to us. We call it A School Without Walls. And through the rise of social media and the development of online learning, our team of workers have developed A School Without Walls. And so we have attached our name to the school because it's easy to find our name when you go looking for it. And secondly, it can use the legacy of what we want in Christian education. And so if you're interested in being a student, if you're interested in donating to the school to help us with tuitions, simply do that. And let me give you an address where you can send funds. Dino Padron Ministry, that's D-I-N-O-P-E-D-R-O-N-E, Dino Padron Ministries, and it's 433 Real, R-E-A-L, and then Suite 275 in Boca Raton, Florida, 33432. This is a virtual office that our ministry has, and all of the business goes through this. And so again, it's Dino Padron Ministry, 433 Real, R-E-A-L, Suite 275, Boca Raton, Florida, 33432. If you want to give also to the needs there in Myanmar, we would be delighted to have you do so. And that's the same address to simply send it to us and earmark your check to be given to the need of Myanmar. If you want to do all of this online, simply go to Padron Ministry College or Dino Padron Ministries online, and all of the information and donate button is there. And we thank you. Many of you have just recently sent us extra gifts. We appreciate that. A number of you have put us on your prayer list and your prayer chains, and we appreciate that so very, very much. Now, Rick, you're also involved as one of the very important mentors in our college. Tell the folks a little bit about the college ministry that you're involved with and how you're mentoring, especially pastors who are in Africa.
Yes, it has been a great joy of mine to have started right at the beginning of the school. And we had a lot of learning to do and a lot of challenges along the way. But it's exciting to see what God has done and is doing through our school. And these particular, the ones that I mentor for the most part currently, are in Africa. Six students, five of them are real regular in serving and being a part of our school. And again, a great learning curve for them. And yet, the sponsorship enables them to go. So when people give, you're helping an African student who needs an education. And by the way, these are men who most of them are already pastoring and all of them involved in Christian service, and yet they didn't get the education. And the danger of that I found out just recently, not with one of our students, but with another gentleman who got sucked up with a cult. And so we need to train them. And these men are godly men and wanting to serve the Lord. And it's exciting to see them progress in their studies. And these are good students for the most part. They have some struggles, of course, but they are doing well, and thank God for it.
Yeah, and so if you want to support any of these pastors or the pastors who are in Africa, again, the address is Dino Padron Ministry, D-I-N-O-P-E-D-R-O-N-E, Ministry 433 Real, R-E-A-L, Suite 275, Boca Raton, Florida, 33432. Now, Rick, I know that you're tied up extremely now with your pastoring and traveling and conferences, but I believe you're still available if people would like to have you come. Isn't that correct?
Absolutely. I would be thrilled to come and share with anyone who would like to hear more about our ministries. And God has given me a burden to preach. I was just in Florida just 6 weeks ago, I guess. It's hard to believe it was before my surgery, 7 weeks ago, and with Pastor Dan King and his people down there in South Florida, promoting our ministry and sharing the Word of God. So I'd be thrilled to do that.
Yeah, it would be great. Rick's contact is Rick Ramsey, RickRamsey1 at gmail.com. That's RickRamsey1 at gmail.com. Rick, as we come to a close of this particular broadcast, maybe you could give us a few thoughts there from the scripture. But also, I want to thank you for the work that you do, and especially as you come through this time of illness. I think all of us, as we get older, we run into various snags with our health. And it's interesting how God sustains us. We can continue to go on. And I always appreciate those who want to be faithful to their calling. It's one thing to not do something perhaps to as great an extent as we used to, but there's something special about being faithful to our calling. So we appreciate you and are very thankful for you. Give us a thought from the scripture, Rick.
Sure. My wife and I were sitting this morning, and I was meditating and contemplating about Romans 8:28. And, of course, it means we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. Dr. Lee Robertson, who was the chancellor of Tennessee Temple University when I was in school, used to quote that verse. That was his same verse and his challenge to us. And I knew it and I heard it. But I'm going to tell you, I still worried about all my circumstances, you know. I worried if I was going to get my school bill paid. I worried if I was going to be able to get groceries for my family. And when my car broke down, I thought, how am I going to get along? And what I found now some 40-plus years later is that God was built by faith in that passage. And so all of those negative things were working together for good in my life. And a gentleman by William Cowper, who struggled in his emotional state at times, and he was a great preacher from 1731 to 1800. More, he was a friend of John Newton, and he was a hymn writer. And he wrote this little hymn. It says, "Deep in the unfathomable minds of never-failing skill, he treasures up his bright design and works his sovereign will. You fearful saints, fresh courage take. The clouds you so much dread are big with mercy and shall break, and blessings on your head." Now, he had to remind himself of that truth in song, and we all do. And I think, you know, I've already mentioned now that our ministry in Myanmar has a lot of difficulties, and yet God works all those things. He's trying to reach Burmese people with the gospel. God works all those things. And as we were thinking about our last 6 months, quite the experience, but we never really had time to think about it as we went through it. But now, thinking back about it, we trust God in all of these circumstances to do his will and to guide us in it. And I'm thankful for it.
Yeah, thank you. A great devotional thought. William Cowper, one of the outstanding men of the past. Very quickly, you have a new book out. Is it out yet, or is it on? I know it's close to being out. Is that correct?
It is. It should be, and it may be at the post office now. It was promised 2 weeks ago that it was being shipped soon. And I'm excited. It's Marks in My Bible, Volume 2. Some of our listeners have Volume 1, and if they'll reach out to me when they come, I'd be glad to get them a copy of Volume 2.
Thank you so much, Rick. You've been listening into Life Change Weekend. Dina Padrone chatting with you, along with our good friend Rick Ramsey, International Director. This letter from Pennsylvania says, "I am thrilled you are starting an online college. It has inspired me to keep on serving the Lord." We love letters like that. And so write to us and send us your information whenever you can. If you can help us with the ministry, send what you can to Dean Padrone Ministries at 433 Real Suite 275, Boca Raton 33432. Have a blessed weekend.
You have been listening to Life Change Weekend. Life Change is brought to you through the International Dino Padrone Ministry, which includes radio, television, live stream programming, podcasts, literature, online education, the support of Indigenous ministries, and progressive approaches to help people grow their faith. To receive our complimentary monthly newsletter, send your postal or email address to dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. That's dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. Stay tuned to our weekday Bible study, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be with you next week on Life Change Weekend.